Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
It's just another gorgeous day in Hawaii. Nay, welcome. You are in the clubhouse. My name is Danielle. My guests this weekend include, first of all, Michael Johnson's going to be checking in. He's the senior equipment editor from Golf World, and Jehi Nozomi and Delmark Fujita and John McGuire and Lisa Longball. But first, we have to thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
That's a gorgeous day. I said it once, I'll say it again. Mostly sunny in the morning, some sun and some clouds and a little bit of rain in the afternoon. Just a beautiful day to go out and play a round of golf. High today about 86 degrees. The winds southeasterly. It'll be interesting to play, just to 15 miles an hour. Senior editor, equipment for Golf World magazine, Mike Johnson's joining us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. You went to the University of Boston.
Boston University, that's correct.
Wow. I was just, reading up on some of the things post the bombing in Boston during the marathon, and James Driscoll donating, he did the birdies, what is it called again, birdies for Boston?
That's correct. Yeah, it's a very nice thing he's doing for the people of Boston.
Yeah, for every birdie he made, he donated $1,000, and TaylorMade matched it. He had, I think at RBC he started, he had 9 birdies. Then 6 on Thursday, didn't make the cut, no birdies yesterday, probably trying too hard. That sometimes happens when you really want to do something important. Money goes to the One Fund Boston, helping the victims and their families. Must have hit you hard, having...
Well, it did. When watching some of that coverage and knowing the area well, one of my roommates, actually, his grandmother and aunt lived in Watertown, just across the street from the mall there. And at one point, they're showing that kind of the chase had led very close to the mall. So, I'm concerned about those people, and, it kind of brings back memories of my time back there. But obviously they did an amazing job getting things straightened out in an incredibly quick amount of time. I mean, you think about a city that size and you're trying to find one or two people in it, to be able to actually do it, that's pretty impressive.
Yes, everything they did was impressive. They handled it very well. Now, We were waiting. Wasn't the USJ RNA, they were going to, in the spring, we were going to find out after the comment period ended what the decision from the USJ was going to be about the anchored putting stroke ban. Now, it's pretty near summer.
Well, we're still in spring. It's spring until June 20, but I do believe that we're going to hear before then. There have been some whispers in Augusta that it might be as early as April 23rd. That date passed, and we didn't have anything. But I think that what they're doing here is, and this is very consistent with what the USGA and the RNA have done for many years, when they propose a new rule, is they really do take their time and consider all the input that they get during the comment period. And I think that's what they're doing here. I think it was more spirited, perhaps, than they had anticipated. I feel they probably thought this would go through pretty much unopposed. That didn't turn out to be the case. It was very vociferous in opposition on some fronts and also in support in others. And they have to take all that input, weigh it, and then come up with a rule that makes sense for the game and for the people that are invested in the game. And I do think that's where they're going to end up. I don't think the rule will be enacted as proposed. It might be, but my gut feeling is no. I think there'll be some sort of compromise here.
Really? You think they'll compromise?
I don't think it's out of the question at all that you could see the implementation date pushed back to 2020 instead of 2016. That would allow people such as Bernard Langer and Fred Couples, two very popular players on the Champions Tour, to pretty much play out their career using the anchored stroke that they've been so successful with. It would give players such as Tim Clark and Carl Peterson and Keegan Bradley and those guys on the PGA Tour who have invested a lot of time and effort in working the stroke. An anchored stroke is not an easy one to use effectively. It takes a lot of practice. It would allow them not only more time to play with a stroke they developed, but also more time to get acclimated to a non-anchored stroke. The USGA and RNA, in their proposal, basically said their fear was the long-term effect, that they didn't think long-term this was good for the game. Well, if you move it back another 4 years, I think you still accomplish that. And, you know, you prevent it long-term, but you kind of make some sense of it for the people who've already invested some time in it.
It also sort of dilutes the controversy, doesn't it? I mean, it's down the road, and anybody who's angry will have been angered out by the time it happens. Joe Ogilvie, you know, I was trying to figure out, you know, is this something we'll be talking about? Will they announce the decision? So I'm searching for information, and I just happened to be, Twitter was up on my, you know, one of my screens, and Joe Ogilvie tweets, I think we're going to hear on May 21st. Now, Joe Ogilvie is a professional player. Why would he know?
Well, Joe Ogilvie has been very connected in the inner dealings of the PGA Tour. He's on the player committee, the PAC committee. He does know the ins and outs. He's a guy who has a lot of connections. Whether he has inside knowledge or not, that's hard to say. But the 21st date, that would be after a player meeting that's scheduled to take place. It would also be after a meeting that usually takes place every May between the governing bodies. So you put those two together, and that date kind of makes sense. I also don't think they want an announcement to come and usurp the hype around, say, the Players' Championship. So with that coming up on us, I feel that they'll kind of wait till after that. And then after that, you have a nice little period between the Players and the U.S. Open. And I don't think they want to go too close to the U.S. Open, because then it detracts from that.
Yeah.
So the 21st is a date actually does make some sense.
Interesting. I got a question from, speaking of Twitter, a follower, photo ball marker, Kenan Char, very vocal against the anchored stroke ban. Well, the question was if he wanted me to ask you if the swinging motion, the path of the actual putter head is any different in the anchored stroke versus a regular stroke. We're using a conventional putter.
Well, I don't think for a professional golfer it is that much. But there have been some research done, albeit not extensive, that shows with everyday players who tend to actually have a steeper descent into the ball, kind of almost hit down on the ball, if you will, with their stroke, that it does produce a slightly more upward stroke. Now, whether that's good or bad can be debated. A lot of it depends on the greens you're playing and things of that nature. But what it does do is give you that slightly more upward path. That said, everyday players, it's a very difficult stroke to perfect and use effectively. And after Keegan won the PGA Championship in 2011, there was a run on belly and long putters at retail. And, you know, recently speaking with Lee Bader, who's one of the leading retailers in the country and kind of very involved in the PGA's trading network, he says belly and long putters are among the most traded in clubs right now by everyday players. So I think that speaks to how difficult it is to use effectively.
Okay. All right. That's interesting because right now, of course, the golf world is, and we're talking with your senior editor, Golf World Magazine Equipment. Guan Tianlong, he, you know, made the cut at the Masters. Everybody went, wow. Now he's made another cut at the Zurich Classic. He uses, as a matter of fact, we have something from him talking about using the anchored putter, anchored stroke. He uses it. He's 14. This anchored stroke was developed for people who, you know, were a little twitchy and had a little bit of a problem. So he was asking, you know, what if the anchored stroke ban goes into effect?
I changed it in here last year. And I think it's just, I just feel comfortable with it and feel more stable, but it's not a really big difference to the stroke putter. Just I feel it's better.
It's interesting. You know, he's not really different than the short putter, but he thinks it feels better to him. He's 14. Wasn't he one of the people that inspired this thought? You know, in addition to other players on the PGA Tour winning majors, but it just seems like a 14-year-old doesn't need to use an anchored stroke.
Yeah, well, I don't think he kind of had anything to do with the USGA and RNA going down this path, but he's certainly symbolic of kind of what they're afraid of.
Uh-huh.
And that is that, you know, right now with the AJGA, Junior Golf Association, only about 2% of their members use an anchored stroke. But as Mike Davis and Peter Dawson were saying, what if that became 50%? Is that what we really want in the game here? Even 5 years ago, a 14-year-old using an anchored putter would have been absolutely unheard of. But I think what he's saying is what a lot of people feel is that I don't know if it's really a better way to putt, but the ability to have that stability, that anchoring, that fulcrum point, it just provides a sense of comfort and confidence. And in and of itself, as you know, Danielle, in golf, comfort and confidence often leads to better performance.
Exactly, exactly. May I ask you about Guan Tianlong again? Do you think we're seeing his best golf now with his body the way it is and the changes that are going to happen between 14 and 20? I'm just wondering, my son playing football, the changes of the body, just the center of gravity alone would drive him crazy. I'd have to explain to him that, well, you've grown a little and you've kind of gotten wider. You know, just you'll find your center again, because he would become confident in his body and what he could do with it. And 6 months later, he'd seem to lose it, get all gawky. And it just happens to all of us. And I'm wondering how Guan Tianlong is going to change, how his body's going to change and how that's going to affect his game. What do you think?
Well, I think like any young man and every very good golfer who's a young man, that's something they have to deal with, and some deal with it differently than others. I mean, you look at Tiger Woods when he debuted on tour in 96 and look at him now, and his body is significantly different, but it hasn't had a negative impact on his play. You know, to say that he's playing his best golf now, I just can't see that. I mean, he's too talented. He's too young. I have to believe he's going to get better. Now, whether he gets better to the point where he is a legitimate player on a professional level, that's a long ways off. I mean, we've seen far too many young kids who we all think are wonderful, and then they don't pan out at all. The Ty Tryons of the world,
mm-hmm.
The Tad Fujikawas of the world. It's very difficult. And as we saw today, you know, the young man, he made the cut. That was great for him, but he went out and shot 77 this morning. So I think he's learning that 4 days of stroke play golf at this level is very difficult. He has a long way to go, but I will say his composure is incredibly impressive, and his short game is very, very good. And those are two things that you don't always see in young golfers today. So many young golfers have been focused on getting the perfect swing down that they forget how to play golf. And he knows how to play golf, and that's going to serve him well going forward.
They have soccer schools. I should say, maybe I should reverse that. They have schools where great soccer players at the age of 12, 13, 14 go to. They do the academics. They're taught the three R's. And the focus is on the sport that they excel in. Do we have golf schools of that nature?
Well, sure. I mean, there are a number of golf schools down in Florida, the Ledbetter Academy probably being the most notable. But it's interesting whether or not, I think there are two trains of thoughts here, that yes, you can focus on one sport and be single-minded on that, and that will serve you well. But then there's another school of thought that if you have a little broader base, you know, a Gary Woodland who plays basketball, for example, that maybe your feel, maybe your hand-eye coordination is actually better as a result of it, that you're more of an athlete as opposed to just a guy who can swing a golf club, and that that can have benefits. I mean, certainly we've seen it go both ways. I mean, Jack Nicklaus was a football player and then became arguably the greatest golfer of all time. Tiger Woods, conversely, didn't really play many other sports. So you can look at it both ways, but I actually think it's helpful to compete in other sports, especially when you're young. I think it's a benefit.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I'm with that group. I really enjoyed your Golf World, the equipment issue, the 2013 equipment issue. Their ways the highway. Like, that was a very nice change. Their ways the highway. The nomadic techs who man the equipment vans on the PGA Tour. Home is where your 18-wheeler is parked. That was the, and it was just fascinating. These guys, you know, we talk about the difficulty of traveling by air, going from place to place to place, and how difficult that is on you. These guys are driving these big 18-wheelers with all the equipment, and so they can tweak the pros' clubs wherever they happen to be. What a lifestyle. Did you follow with them?
It really is. It's actually a story I had wanted to do for some time, obviously covering the equipment beat on a regular basis. I know a lot of these individuals very well. And anyone who's been to a PGA Tour event during the practice rounds sees these massive trucks that almost serve as billboards, you know, kind of off to the side, and people walk in and walk out, and they wonder what's going on in there. And I think people have done stories on what the work is that's done in there, but really haven't touched on the lives these guys lead. And it's really a sacrifice for them in that they are away from home anywhere from 150 to 250 days a year. They are driving, you know, endlessly, but it's a fascinating life because they actually are truckers. They have to abide by the laws and the rules that, you know, someone who's trucking groceries or other cargo have to abide by. But then they have to have this very specialized skill of being able to deal with professional athletes and their equipment. And, you know, I found it as interesting what they did on their downtime as what they do during their workday. They had some great stories. They're wonderful people, great storytellers. You know, for David Southworth, the Titleist, telling me about how Tom Pernice, who has a blind daughter, came to him with a cane that was adjustable and needed it to be shortened a bit but still be adjustable. And one other guy told me how a player came to him and asked for help building his son's Pinewood Derby car. I mean, those were fun things to learn.
Yeah, I love the pictures. Yeah, I mean, they're fishermen, you know, despite the grind of the unrelenting travel, 35,000 miles a year, triple-digit days away from home, commutes measured in days instead of minutes. The techs and the drivers appear no worse for the wear, and here's one who's taking, he's from the TaylorMade van at the Honda Classic, enjoying his favorite pastime at the PGA National Pond, doing a little fishing. This is great work that you do, and the personal touches part of the issue was great. The different things the different players want these guys to do for theirs. The double D engraving.
For David Duval, you know, that's all part of his deal. I mean, these people are there to basically do whatever makes the player more comfortable, or what they want, or what they think will make them play better. And it's anything from a full-blown tweak of a loft or a club or a shaft or whatever to something as simple as just an engraving that they think is cool and makes it more personal for them. So whatever it is, these guys are at the ready week in and week out. And it was interesting, the one theme that came across with virtually everyone I spoke to for that story is we do whatever it takes to make our player play better.
Awesome. Excellent. That's why I love Golf World. Thank you so much, Mike Johnson, for the story and for being on the show with me this morning.
Anytime, Danielle.
Thank you. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stop.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The 2014 Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Go test drive this car at Acura Honolulu, 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. I want a tight turning radius. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. I want a responsive engine. You'll get that in the Acura RLX. And a smooth, quiet ride down Ala Moana Boulevard. You'll get that. It's so good on the nerves on Honolulu streets. But don't take my word. Test drive the 2014 Acura RLX. Call for an overnight test drive. You heard right. Call General Sales Manager TJ Jones for your appointment to visit Acura of Honolulu. Your time's valuable. Book it. Call 942-4555. Meet with TJ and the RLX expert. There is so much to Acura's RLX where luxury meets high tech. Acura's flagship sedan. Take it home. Keep it overnight. See how it fits in your life. You heard right. Acura of Honolulu will wash and vacuum your current car while you're experiencing the Acura RLX. And when you bring it back, find out when you can take your Acura RLX or RLX Advance home. The number is 808-942-4555. His name is TJ. The car is the Acura RLX. It's an amazing car, and I'm not easily amazed.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back in the clubhouse, the David S. E. Shee Foundation. All right. Back in the 90s, way back when, the state withdrew its funding of the state championship, the state golf championship. So there was no one to write, you know, take care of all the things that goes into a golf championship. A lot goes into it. You need a golf course. That's just one. Okay, so David E. Shee actually, on his own, out of his own pocket, picked up the cost. Then he created the David S. E. Shee Foundation. And for a long time, Elton Tanaka, all by himself, was the tournament chair. Okay? So he decides, you know what? I've done this for 13 years. I think I want to spend some time with the grandkids. So what we've got now is, coming up, the 13th annual David S. E. Shee Foundation Golf Tournament, which raises money to do all the things that the foundation does. And we've got a couple of chairs, co-chairs. Wendell Kopp couldn't be with us today, but Jay Hinazumi and Delmark Fujita, both of them co-chairing this year. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And Delmark, you're there too.
Yes, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning, guys. Okay, Delmark Fujita is the Bridgestone Golf Distributor, and, of course, Jay Hinazumi. I think, Jay, I think you're like the tournament chairperson for, I don't know, Manoa Cup, and goodness knows, you're at a tournament right now, right?
Yes, I'm actually at the Alawai Golf Course, and I'm tournament director for the Hawaii State Golf Association, and we're teeing off the B flight right now for the Francis Brown Four Ball Match Play Championship.
See? I mean, Golf Concepts is his business. Nike is his club. But, you know, I mean, what's he doing? So tell us, what is it? Maybe Del Mark, if you'd like to start off, what is the David S. Ishii Foundation? What is the mission?
Well, the primary goal is to raise money so that we can sponsor the state high school golf championships for the boys and girls.
And you, there's also, from what I understand, Jay, that there are also scholarships that the foundation awards on an annual basis?
Yes, the foundation gives out a scholarship for for male and female each year, in addition to sponsoring the boys and girls or male and female state high school championship.
Wow, it's really terrific what David has done to give back to the game, and what you guys do to give back to the game. And Del Mark, exactly, you know, is Elton like Superman or something, that Elton Tanaka leaves and three guys take over?
Well, I think that says it all. You know, Elton did such a great job that it falls upon Wendell, Jay, and I to take his place. So it's a large task. David and Lorraine do a lot of the work, and Wendell, Jay, and I just do a lot of the follow-up with the sponsors, and I don't know how Elton did it, to tell you the truth.
I know. Yeah, because this it's not like a full-time job. You don't get paid to do this. This is from the heart. Okay, this is the 13th annual David S. Ishii Foundation Golf Tournament. It's on Thursday on June 13th. Check-in is 11 o'clock, shotgun start at 12 noon, with an awards banquet immediately after the tournament. This sells out. Do you still have room for people if they'd like to play?
I think we still have a few teams left. Lorraine would be the person to follow up with that, because we get entries in the mail every day.
Uh-huh, right. Okay. I think there's a phone number if you want to get in touch. Right here, it's 754-5963, 754-5963. Jay, what's the format of this?
The format is a three-person scramble, and there'll be some special things on the golf course to enhance the team score. On the first tee, Kevin Carl will be hitting the drive for each team, and on the 10th tee, there's a bunch of juniors that are hitting the tee shot, and when you hit that tee shot, you basically lie zero wherever the junior ends up.
Cool.
And there's some other things we're working on right now that just add a little spice to the golf tournament, and just not just make it a straight three-man scramble, three-person scramble.
Right, well, having Kevin Carl hit your tee shot is pretty cool, just to start with. That takes a lot of, you know, pressure off. The three people, three-person modified scramble, maximum handicap for men is 20, maximum handicap for women is 24, maximum two mulligans per player, but they're $10 each, right? Yep.
Yes.
mulligans will be available at check-in or can be prepaid. There's a payment coupon that comes with the form, and again, the number to call is 754-5963. Del Mark, do you? I noticed that there are special prizes people get. There's always a tee prizes that come with golf tournaments that people don't realize. And where does all that stuff come from? You couldn't possibly afford to buy it all and actually raise money at the same time. Do you get a lot of support from the community to put this together?
Well, we absolutely couldn't put this tournament on without so many people donating their time and money. So a lot of the products that we give out at registration or as prizes are definitely donated.
Definitely donated, right. There's also a silent auction, and then great deals on golf clubs and clothing and accessories that are donated by David's friends. And cash or checks only, please, for the silent auction. So this is a lot of fun. This is at the, and by the way, it's at Pearl Country Club, an absolutely gorgeous course. It's, you know, like all of our beautiful Hawaii courses, it's in extremely good condition because the Pearl Open is played every year there, and it's a great opportunity. So if you'd like to get more information, the number, again, is 754-5963. Let me see. Delmark, do you mind if we start with Golf Concepts and Jay Hinazumi, because he's at the tournament? I'd like to focus a little bit on the Nike Covert driver just for a minute before we go into some of the Bridgestone things that are out there, and which I'm always trying to find out and more about equipment. And is that okay with you, Delmark?
Yeah, go ahead.
Great. And then we'll let Jay run so he can go run the tournament. I'm reading up on the Covert driver, and I went to Golf Works, because you just go to Golf Works. And one of the things that they said is before the Covert, we really never had a reason to play a Nike driver because Tiger uses one, but Golf Works measures success of equipment by the usage habits of golfers, not paid to play people like Tiger Woods. And they said that the number was quite low for Nike drivers until the Covert. And wow, they gave it the 2013 Editor's Choice, which is huge from Golf Works. This driver, I think this driver, I'm going to just say it like it is, okay? The driver won three tournaments last weekend, Jay?
Yes, the driver won three local tournaments. So first of all, the Suzanne Pedersen won the Lotte Championship out at Colina. Next up, we had TJ Kua, who basically switched the week before. We're at Pearl Country Club, and we did some testing, and we're able to give him what we thought was 10 yards. Well, actually ended up being a 20-yard gain in distance, and he blew away the numbers at mid-pack. It was funny because he's going after his Uncle David's record.
Yes.
And David and I were having lunch this week, and he said, well, there's one record I don't think he's going to surpass, and that's the amount of Pro Opens that he won. I think he's won six, so he's just got a bunch of time to try to get that record, but he won the tournament. And then his younger brother, Trevor, won the Kauai High School Individual Championship, and he also was using the Covert Tour driver. So those were the three wins, and we're very proud of our athletes and happy with the success of the Covert driver. Of course, we have two different models. We have a performance model that's a 460cc, and we have a tour model that's a 430cc. And the tour model is designed for a person who swings the club a lot harder. It helps reduce ball spin and improve trajectory.
The pros that I read at Golf Works, thanks to their radical cavity back design, also known as the large chunk that's missing from the rear portion of the sole, the Nike Covert and Covert Tour drivers, less spin, more forgiving than the previous models, and they have a very pleasing sound. They were surprised. And sound is so important to a golfer, isn't it?
Yes, sound is important. A few years ago, we came out with a radical technology in the square driver, and just the way the sound resonates in the head, it sounded like we're hitting a tin can. Well, these newer drivers have been redesigned, and sound was a big, big part of the design process, and they sound so much better today than in models that we've had in the past.
Yeah, yeah. And one thing that's really great about this driver for Nike is that, I mean, it's, you can tell who's using it. It's big and red.
Yeah, Danielle.
That's why I was like, I saw TJ Kua, and he shot the 62 at mid-pack, blew away the course record, and I went, oh, he's using a Nike. He's using the Covert driver. I know what he's using. Same with Suzanne Pedersen. That was great.
Danielle, I had a number of comments like, oh, TJ was using the red driver. Got to be a Covert. So.
Yeah, and they say that it's quite easy to adjust it, to do the adjustments on that. Why is that?
Danielle, we have a new proprietary flex loft system, and we can independently change loft and face angle. So as an example, the standard setting is a 10.5 neutral, and in that setting, if you try it and say you're hitting the ball too high or too low, you would change the loft. And if you're hitting the ball left or right, you can change it. So we can custom fit the driver. And if a person buys the driver and they realize that they made a change in their swing after a couple of weeks, so they go out and take a lesson and they need to either add or decrease loft, they can do it in this one club. They're not stuck with the product.
Fabulous. Jay Hinazumi, I know you're really busy over at the Alawai. What is the tournament?
The tournament is the Francis Brown Four Ball Match Play.
That's a one. It's how long has this been played? This is a long time, right? This is one of the older tournaments.
This is one of the older golf tournaments. I think the oldest tournament we have is the Manoa Cup. But the Francis Brown, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you're testing my memory now. It's been running for about 60 years now.
Exactly. This is, yeah. So have a great time, and thanks so much for taking time out of your morning to be on the show.
Thank you very much, Danielle.
Aloha.
Have a good day.
Jay Hinazumi, Golf Concepts. And now, let's talk some Bridgestone golf. I mean, I was looking at some of the players that play Bridgestone with Delmark Fujita. He is the Bridgestone golf distributor in Hawaii, and he also is a sales rep for OGIO. You know, I really like the OGIO women's bags line. The one with the buttons? I was checking out. You probably don't have those, do you? Also, U.S. Kids and Click Gear, the push carts that are real popular. Delmark Fujita was Punahou coach for a long time. I mean, sales rep of the year in 2005. But his golf resume went to USC between 1984 and 1989. I'm sorry, back then.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay. And great. I mean, Governor's Cup several times on the amateur side, of course, and Wahoo Country Club Men's Invitational Championship. You played for years and always did very well. Third, when you decided to go into business, why did you choose Bridgestone?
I had a friend that was working for Servco Pacific, and he was on the board of directors there. And Servco was starting to get into the Bridgestone golf side. They were already in the Bridgestone tire business, so they were offered the Bridgestone golf business as well. And so when my friend called, I was living on Kauai. I just graduated, so he asked me to consider it, and I came over and fell in love with the things that they do and been doing it ever since.
Wow. Well, Matt Kuchar, he won the WGC Accenture recently. He plays the ball, the driver, the irons, and the wedges. And he's like your total Bridgestone guy. And I know Bridgestone, the ball, is extremely popular. And did you develop the fitting? We always hear about, well, not always, just in the last 5 years, equipment fittings become important. It's like, I wouldn't go out and buy a pair of medium pants and try to put it on a tall person or a short person, you know? But up until about 5 years ago, people really didn't think about going to get a set of golf clubs and get them adjusted so that they fit your gigantic hands, you know? But now they do. But you develop the golf ball fitting.
Right. What we do is we have the player come down with their driver and they let us know what is their golf ball that they currently use. If it's not a Bridgestone ball, and we let them hit a few balls into the net, and hopefully it's two or three good ones. And then the technician recommends a golf ball of ours that should improve a few functions of their performance. So we let them hit until they hit maybe two or three good ones, and then compare the numbers for them.
And now, does that take the spin, how it comes off the club face and all of that into consideration?
Yeah, it would depend on how they're launching the ball, or if they're really slicing or hooking it, or if they're hitting it too low or, you know, too high. The technician is trained to choose the golf ball that will help improve an area that can be improved for the golfer.
You can't get that spin or hook to go away, can you?
You can, and that's
really?
We have golf balls designed to do that. The E6 is our best-selling golf ball, and that's its primary function, is to reduce the side spin so the golfer's ball can go straighter, and then effectively it'll go farther.
Wow. I think you've made everybody's day. Now, where can we get this golf ball fitting?
Right now in Hawaii, it's difficult for us to get the machines over here and the guys over. So we've done it. The last time we did it here was 2010. But for the people on the mainland, there's a schedule that you can go to our website and find one. And then hopefully in the future, we'll be able to have it more often here in Hawaii.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me the next time the machine comes over here so we can, you know, and then you go around all of the islands, right?
Yeah, we would do it primarily on Oahu. The last time we had it was in 2010 when we had our national sales meeting here. I think we'll probably come back in 2014 for our sales meeting, and this time we'll probably be in Maui.
Wow, there you go, Maui. See, get ready, Maui. Delmark Fujita, so good to talk to you. Thanks for being on the show.
Okay, Danielle, thanks.
Okay, aloha. Oh, let's just wrap up one more, just real quick. The David S. Ishii Foundation, Delmark Fujita is the co-chair, and with, of course, Wendell Tom and Jay Hinazumi, and what they're doing is they're putting on a golf tournament, the 13th annual David S. Ishii Foundation Golf Tournament. The number to call if you'd like more information about getting into the tournament is 754-5963. They're raising money for, among other things, the David S. Ishii Hawaii State, let me see, high school. I always get that. Can you help me with that last part?
Yes, it's to benefit the Hawaii High School Athletic Association.
That part.
Which runs the state golf championships for boys and girls. And that's actually coming up. The girls will be coming up this week on April 30th and May 1st. And then the boys the following week on May 7th and 8th. And both of them will be at Kaanapali this year.
In Kaanapali on Maui. So the primary goal of the David S. Ishii Foundation is to fund the annual Hawaii High School Athletic Association State Golf Championship for boys and girls coming up real soon. And there are also scholarships that the David S. Ishii Foundation gives to the top boy and girl golfer in the state who qualify for the scholarship. So you'll want to help out with the and find out from Lorraine if there's an opening. 754-5963. Again, Delmark Fujita, thanks for being on the show.
Okay, Danielle, thanks.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You heard the jet, didn't you? That jet was a Hawaiian Airlines jet. It was going to, it could have been going to Seattle or Portland, San Jose. I forgot to check the tail number. San Francisco, Oakland, Los Angeles, San Diego, Sacramento, New York City. Here I come. Anyway, one of those destinations, it could have been going to New Zealand. But you, if you are the ninth caller, will qualify to be in the drawing to go to San Francisco, where you will stay for 4 nights. In the Palace Hotel. It's a luxury collection hotel. And if you're the winner, you'll get it for two, okay? So all you got to do is call 808 206-296-5467. We're going to do this twice, and pretty soon we're going to have the drawing. And the next winner, we've already gone, you know, one person's on the way probably. I think Mr. Neely is flying to San Francisco and staying in the Palace Hotel. And congratulations to you for being our first winner. We've got one more winner. And then we've got some great golf balls to give away, because everybody needs golf balls. Everybody needs to improve their golf game. And there are things that you can do to get your game on track. And then once you kind of get into the groove of practicing, there are things that you're going to need to do to improve your game. And it's interesting to hear people like Graham McDowell and Lee Westwood say, you know, this device really will help your game. But first, let's meet the man who's behind the device. He's the CEO of Game Golf. But it's not just golf, I think. But we're starting with golf, so let's just focus on golf right now. John McGuire, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you for having me.
You were born and raised in Galway, Ireland, right? It seems like I know a lot of people from Galway.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I come from a place called Corrifin. It's in Galway on the west coast of Ireland.
It's beautiful there, isn't it? How many golf courses were you raised around? Did you play golf young?
Oh, I did, yeah. I mean, there's lots. I mean, there's a lot of golf courses in Ireland. And on the west coast, there's a lot.
They double as parks. You can go for a walk on a golf course. You don't have to go play golf, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's some fantastic courses. You've got Ballyconneely on the coast, to Lynx courses. I mean, there's just some phenomenal courses.
Yeah, that's what I love about UK golf. You know, it's... Let's go for a stroll on St. Andrews. Take a dog for a walk. Let me just congratulate Louise of Eva Beach. You are a qualifier. You could be flying away to San Francisco. That's right. For 4 days, you will stay in the Palace Hotel if your name comes out of the drawing. And I hope it does. I hope everybody's a winner. I want everybody to be a winner. We're talking with John McGuire, the CEO of Game Golf. He's from Ireland and moved to San Francisco. Do you like it there?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So I moved 3 years ago. I moved over here to build a company, find the talent that was required to do what I wanted to do. It had started in Ireland. My family waited in Ireland for a year while I was over here getting things going. And then after a year, they moved over with me. So yeah, we're 2 years all together here and we love it.
You love it? San Francisco, it's got that European feel to it. You know, there's something about looking at the bay and seeing all the pastel homes along the water. I love that feeling. And the food is, you know, people fly to San Francisco just so they can eat.
Yeah, it is nice. I mean, people are friendly. Golf is good. It's really nice there.
Yeah, it really is. You're a lucky man. So you went from a great golf place to another great city, and you're in San Francisco, and you've created... where do I go to find out more? Is it Game Golf or Game Your Game?
So if you can go to either, actually, if you go to gamegolf.com or if you go to gameyourgame.com, you can go there and there's a video that clearly articulates what it is we're doing. I started this 2-3 years ago. I have a background in technology, but I've also a background in the whole world of behavioral psychology. So I would have worked with all different types of athletes, from professional ballerinas to the weekend warrior golfer, on the mental side of the game. And what we're doing right now is it's a merging of technology with those two backgrounds. It's a merge of that. But the key is, though, and this is so important, is that the key is to keep it simple, so it seamlessly collects your data while you're playing, and then it visualizes the data in a very fun and engaging way.
Okay.
And that's really what we spent 2 years figuring out.
Exactly. If we could roll the video, we would do that right now. But since this is radio, we're going to have to take it one step at a time. And what's interesting, when you do go to the site, which you need to, because Graham McDowell's talking about it and Lee Westwood's talking about it, and they are excited about this technology. They are excited about Game Golf. It monitors what you are doing and collects the data for you. Now, what's cool about this is you don't have to stand there and put in information, like, you know, typing, texting, and doing all that stuff that drives you crazy because you hit the wrong key. This is a device, right? It's on your belt buckle, and then you tap it. Tell us about that.
Okay, so it's a beautifully designed device. We call it the GIG device, which is Game Your Game. And when I say beautifully designed, you know, Yves Berhard, he's one of the top designers in the world. He has done a lot of the Jawbone products. So he designed his company and him designed the device. It flips onto your belt. It's really small. And then you've got these tags. They're the size of a dime, and they fit into the top of your golf club handles. And there's one for each golf club. So, for example, you know, you have a little tag that says D for driver. That goes into your driver. And basically that talks to the GIG device that's on your belt. So you stand on the first tee box. You take out your driver. You do whatever, as part of your pre-shot routine, you do whatever you do. And when you're ready to take your shot, when you're ready to cross the line mentally, you just bring the top of the club to the device. The device vibrates to let you know, yes, I now know what club you're using. I know what golf course you're on. And I know what tee box you're on. And from there, we start collecting your round of golf. So the first value proposition is for a golfer that it collects your round of golf, each club that you've used, your distances accurately. That's the first thing. The second thing is, because we've got a lot of what we call geospatial technology, which really means that we know what's going on from a mapping point of view, we start to generate all of your statistics for you automatically without you having to input anything. And then the third value proposition is there is a very large social component to this, because my experience in working with all types of athletes is basically you got to keep it simple and you got to make it fun. And if it's fun and simple, people will tend to do it all day long. So I could play the Olympic course here in San Francisco, for example, and I can compete against my brother who's in Ireland who's got the longest drive over 18 holes. And when I upload my data to the platform, to the cloud, to our website, and he does the same, our followers and ourselves, we can see who has won that competition. So it allows for that bragging and boasting. It does all of that. It's not just like the improvement. You know, we've created something that is fun and engaging for a sport that I believe really needs that. Because the whole emphasis here is to get more people playing the game, you know, more youth and vitality into a fantastic game. And that's really, when we sat down 3 years ago designing this, that's the way we talked, and everything we've done since has led to that. And that's why Graham McDowell and Lee Westwood are involved. We also actually, we have another sports star involved from a different sport, but also a scratch golfer, who I can't actually say who it is, but there is three of the guys involved. So Graham, for example, he has worn it in the practice rounds of the Masters, US Open. Lee has worn it at the French Open, the Tour Championship. These guys have been involved from day one, especially Graham, actually. You know, from day one with the design of the product, with, you know, making sure that this thing is good enough for them. If it is good enough for them, then it is a fantastic product for amateur golfers.
Absolutely. Now, how does it know what golf course? How does it know that?
So we have all of that. All of that data is basically in our software. It's in the cloud. So because we have GPS in the device and we have motion sensors in the device, you know, we know what course you're on. We know where you are on the course without you having to download courses or any of that stuff.
Right.
There's no display on this thing. On the GIG device, it's a beautifully designed unit that's worn on the belt. It's designed not to give you any feedback while you're playing, because we do not want technology getting in the way of a great game. So this thing collects your data while you play. My background is built into it in the tagging action, because it's a trigger to clear your mind, take the shot. You know, so the design is so that it is fun, it's engaging. And when you have Graham McDowell and Lee Westwood testing and giving you feedback, well, then it has to be good.
Yeah,
you know,
especially since Graham loves Twitter, and he's totally into the social networking thing. So.
Yeah.
He would be a perfect person. We're talking with GameYourGame.com is the site to go to, GameYourGame.com. And this is John McGuire, the CEO, the developer of this particular fabulous device that attaches to your belt. And you put, you said a dime size, does that fit on the inside the grip of the club on each club?
Yes.
There's always a little, like a puka,
yes.
We call it, a little hole there.
Yes.
So you just put that there. Now, the question I have, when you say, can I tap my club first on the device and then go through my pre-shot routine? Because a lot of people want to go straight from the routine to the ball. They don't want to...
Yeah. You can do it either way. So this is really the design thinking that has gone into this product is just, it's phenomenal. So we want the user to be able to use this in whatever way the golfer wants to use it, not in the way we think the golfer should use it. So you can tag before, you can tag after you take your shot. It doesn't matter. It's marking the location of where you're taking your shot from.
Cool. And then so it'll tell you what club you used. It knows what club you're using, of course. It knows the distance the club. And then this is something really important for the recreational golfer, the golfers finally taking the game a little bit more seriously because they're getting better, for them to start to understand what club to use for what distance.
Yes, so that would be the first value proposition of this. What we're doing here is that, you know, Lee Westwood at the AT&T Pro-Am, he said that most amateur golfers underclub. You know, he said when they're approaching the green, they generally hit it short and it goes into bunkers. It goes into all the trouble that's before the green. The comment he made, which I thought was funny, was he said, you know, actually, behind the green is where there's very little trouble. You know, really, that's what golfers should be aiming for, is behind the green, not. So he says, you know, and it's true. And even in our testing, we have found that generally amateur golfers are like 10 yards. There's a variance of 10 yards, whereas the likes of Graham and Lee and these professionals that have tested it and used it and used the device, you know, they know their yardages. I mean, they have like shot tracker and they have or shot link and they have their caddies and they have all types of systems. Whereas the amateur golfer doesn't have those type of systems. So this is like, I guess a good analogy here would be this is like a consumer version of shot link.
Yeah.
Used in the PGA Tour. That's exactly what this is.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Can you stay with us? I need to take a break and, you know.
Sure.
Okay. We're talking with John McGuire, CEO of Game Golf, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
To demonstrate the nimble driving characteristics of this new Acura RDX, we're recording this radio commercial from inside the cabin while being driven by a professional stunt driver. All right, let me open the window here. Listen to the power of the RDX's new V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Now you're experiencing the agility of this deceivingly big crossover. Let's not forget the RDX is also equipped with standard moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. And it has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, hang on. I really can't get any sound out of these seats. See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the new RDX today.
See your Hawaii Acura dealer in Honolulu and Kahului, Maui for the season's best offers on the 2013 Acura RDX. Choosing an Acura just makes sense.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star Protection Agency.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
And we're going to turn to Game Your Game to figure out which club to use, okay? We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, online streaming to you live or archived. If you like iTunes, you can find it there. If you like Stitcher Radio, you can find it there. You can get an RSS feed at radiogolfclub.com. All right, we're talking with John McGuire. He is the CEO of Game Golf. Find it at Game Your Game. Born and raised in Galway, Ireland. 3 years ago, he moved to San Francisco. He graduated from the University of Limerick in Ireland. I love the name. In sports psychology, and he started this venture now in San Francisco. It's a wonderful device. And how does it, I'm at the site now. Introducing Game Golf, a comprehensive system designed to seamlessly track and display your golf game in a dynamic interface with stats, trends, and information you can actually use. Now, what's beautiful about this little device is that it just is on your belt. And you take the club that you're going to use at that moment, you tap it, and then you go and play your round. It knows what golf course you're on. It knows what hole, what shot you're taking. It knows the distance. Now, John McGuire, CEO, does it also show you the flight of the ball? Does it have a visual display, too, when you download it?
Yes. So when you basically, after you play around the golf, you either using Bluetooth or USB, you upload the data to our site or to the cloud, and then you can see the course you played on. So one of those beautiful courses in Hawaii, you can see hole by hole. You can see where you teed off from, and you can see each shot that you took. You can see we show a visual representation of that shot. So you can actually see, and again, you know, you can see your data. One of the things that we spent an enormous amount of time and resources on was how you bring to life because there's a lot of stuff in golf today. There's a lot of stuff online in golf, actually, but a lot of it is really, really poorly designed. So we really, really led with design thinking and how you bring that game that you just played to life, how you can share that longest drive or that putt that you sank, how you can do that in a really easy and simple way if you want to share your data. If you don't want to share your data, you don't have to. It can be all about you. It can be about your game, your distances, your accurate distances for your clubs, and your statistics from the game that you just played.
Wow, that's like having a postcard of your round of golf when you went on a vacation. You can go relive it.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. But you can also, now what were you talking about when you said you can play, I could be here in Hawaii, or let's say, islands of Oahu and Maui and the Big Island, we're separated. It takes $1,000, you know, to go for a weekend at least, right? Just to go visit somebody on a neighbor island. So let's say I want to visit with my friend on Kauai and I'm on the Big Island. Those are the furthest apart that are actually, you know, populated. I could be playing against that person. How does that work?
So just as a kind of an example, you could set up a challenge on our system where let's see who's got the longest drive on average over 18 holes of golf. You set it up. You invite your sister, your brother, or some friend of yours that's playing on the other island. And then you play your round of golf, and you play with whoever you're playing as normal. But there's another game going on, and that's why we're saying game your game. There's actually your friend that's on the other island that's playing, and they may be playing with their friends. But the system is collecting the data so that when you upload your data to the platform and your friend does, there'll be a visual display to show you that you have, let's say you're an average, you hit the ball 180 or 200 or 220 yards,
uh-huh.
Or me, you know, and then but your buddy has you have a 20 yard advantage over your friend. And you win the competition.
Yeah.
And then you can share that with your friends. So, you know, sport is social. Golf is social. It's played in four balls. So we have built that into this. And we haven't done social for social sake. We've done it in such a way as it's applicable to the activity of the game of golf so that it makes sense to the game of golf.
This is really exciting. And then, of course, you can't cheat either. It'll tell you exactly how far you hit the ball. So it's not, you know, when you go fishing, you say, I got this really big fish. Well, when people drive, no, it went that far. And now, and today, you can't really cheat that much. I mean, who cheats in golf? But this will tell you exactly. So you can really say, no, I was like 6 inches further than you, so I really did beat this. I really beat you. I'm the winner. Okay, this is great. John McGuire. Now, this is the reason I suppose you went game your game. It's game golf, but you plan to use this for other sports like cycling and surfing and baseball?
So we're developing the game platform. And the platform is, you can call it a website if you like, but it's the game platform, and our first sport is game golf. But the technology we're building is applicable to multiple sports. However, though, as a startup, you do have to focus your resources on executing and getting there first with golf, getting a really fantastic user experience, and then you can go to multiple sports. But the technology itself is applicable to the board sports such as surfing, snowboarding, and in the world of surfing, one of the top surfers out there is actually involved in our company as well.
Huh.
And it gives us access to those to the different board sports. We're also looking at soccer. We're looking at motorsport. But we are starting, and we've chosen to start in golf. I just felt that the timing was right for what we were doing. Now, we did start this 3 years ago. And now with Golf 2.0 and the various initiatives that are going on around growing the game, really what we're doing here, it fits perfectly into what's happening in the world today around sensors collecting data, that data being visualized in a very simple and visual way. And then the third part, of the third leg on the stool is offering up the insights from the data. You know, on the last five rounds of golf, your average distances with this club is X. You know, based on your handicap or even based on your peers, here's other clubs maybe that you should be thinking of using. You know, there's so many different ways that we can start sending back recommendations for how to improve. But I always point out, though, that it's not just an improvement system. You know, for those of your listeners that have children, the thing behind this, or the secret behind this really is, if you want, and I know this because I have two little girls, 4 and 7, if I want my girls to do something for me and do it all day long, provided I make it fun, they will do it all day long. You know, and even though adults have put out a veneer of sophistication, behind that veneer of sophistication, we all like to have fun. And I come from a culture which really likes to have fun. Yeah. And that's what we're building into this thing.
See, the bottom line is we're still all kids.
Yeah, we actually are. Behind that veneer of sophistication, we all like to have fun.
Exactly.
And that's why we like golf.
Yeah. I would like to have fun playing golf. Don't make me work at it. I want to have fun. This is the time that I've got. It's precious.
Yeah.
I can just hear people, okay, tell me where to get it. Where am I going to get it? You keep talking about it. Where am I going to get it? Can I get it?
So if you go to Game Your Game, so we actually, we came out of 3 years of really nobody knowing about us, of development and testing, etc. At the beginning of March, we went on one of those, Indiegogo, it was one of those crowdfunding sites.
Yes, yes.
And we did that as a start of our marketing launch, coming out of the dark. We exist, we're here. And what we're doing is you could pre-order the device on that site. Now you can pre-order the device on GameYourGame.com. But really what we're doing is we're building an early group of evangelists, early adopters, that love what we're doing, that want to give us feedback. I have people coming in off the street in San Francisco that love golf, that, you know, they're working in various Facebook and other different companies wanting to help us in different things because they just love the sport so much and love the way we're doing it. And that's why we chose to you know, we are doing pre-orders because, yes, we want customers to pre-order the device. But the reason we want to build a group of early adopters, early evangelists that really will get behind us, that will help us, that we can go to for some, you know, we ask various questions. And the feedback that we're getting right now, we're over 1,500 people have pre-ordered the device in just under 30 days. That's with no marketing. We did no PR, no marketing. It's just purely on the product and on the video. Mm-hmm. So on GameYourGame.com, you can pre-order the device right now. But for the people that pre-order from here until we launch, we're going to treat those people like gold. They're the people that will help us really sculpt and define the features that we will continually release once we go to market, which by the way, the device will be available in July.
In July. Okay. So the actual, we can pre-order now online at GameYourGame.com. Get this in July. Let me ask you about uploading it to the cloud. Can I download it from the cloud to my computer so that I always have my information easily accessible on my system?
So your information will always be private to you.
Okay.
So it's cloud-based. It's like, you know, Amazon, for example. It's the same thing. You know, when you log into your Amazon account, you know, you have all your details there. That's always in the cloud. It doesn't really matter what machine that you, whether it's your PC, whether it's your laptop, whether it's your phone, it doesn't really matter. You just go to www.amazon.com and you log in and then you're into your account. It'll be the same thing here.
Perfect.
You use your, whichever device you use.
Yes.
You go to GameYourGame.com, you log in, and your area, with your games, your distances, your clubs, your competitions, your challenges, etc., are all there and always will be there for you.
And that makes it accessible, makes it possible for you to play with people in all across,
yes,
around the world. Exactly.
Yes.
But it's still your private site, and nobody else has access to it. It's
yes,
like having
yes,
your own personal account at Amazon or PayPal
yes,
or anything
yes,
that uses the cloud to store information.
Thank absolutely.
You. Yes. Thank you. John McGuire, a real pleasure meeting you. I am really excited.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you so much for having us on.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And you guys, you got to go game your game and watch the video.
Actually, Daniel,
yes?
Before you go.
Yes.
So I hope I spelled this right, but we set up an early bird thank you, I guess it is. It's so if people that go to pre-order where it asks you to put in a code, we have Aloha. I spelled it A-L-O-H-A.
You're
right.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So to thank you and your listeners for having us on the show. We've set that up. It gives you a discount, I think, it gives you a nice discount, actually. So for those users that want to do that, it's there for them.
Oh, thanks. I wish we'd mentioned it earlier, but I'll try to, you know, if it's okay, if I mention this next week so that, you know, just be able to promote it. Sometimes just saying it once isn't enough.
Okay.
But Aloha is your code. If you pre-order now at GameYourGame.com, Aloha, put the Aloha code in, and you will get a discount. And it's a really cool... Watch the video. When you watch the video and you see Graham McDowell and Lee Westwood, and actually Graham's excitement is just infectious. And I just read about it, and I got excited. And then I saw that this morning and went, wow.
Thank you very much.
John McGuire. And we're going to come back with somebody who's going to teach us how to hit the ball long. Lisa Longball. Well, that's her nickname. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family, invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
To demonstrate the nimble driving characteristics of this new Acura RDX, we're recording this radio commercial from inside the cabin while being driven by a professional stunt driver. All right, let me open the window here. Listen to the power of the RDX's new V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Now you're experiencing the agility of this deceivingly big crossover. Let's not forget the RDX is also equipped with standard moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. And it has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, hang on. I really can't get any sound out of these seats. See your Acura dealer for exceptional offers and test drive the new RDX today.
See your Hawaii Acura dealer in Honolulu and Kahului, Maui for the season's best offers on the 2013 Acura RDX. Choosing an Acura just makes sense.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Way to go, Jim of Mililani. You are our qualifier for the flyaway to San Francisco on Hawaiian Airlines. And if your name is drawn, you will stay for 4 nights at the Palace Hotel, a luxury collection hotel in San Francisco. One of the things I can't tell you, or you can't hear in that commercial for the really cool 2013 Acura RDX, is the keyless access. I just love that part, you know, and easy folding rear seats. That is really important. It's got to be easy, otherwise it drives me crazy. We're talking now with Lisa Longball. I'm going to try, okay, to pronounce Lisa's last name, Vluzwick.
Hey, not bad. That's pretty good.
I see why you went with Lisa Longball.
Yeah, it's true. When I won my first national title, the local media nicknamed me Lisa Longball because no one could spell or pronounce my name, and now it's just a moniker that has stuck.
That's great. And 7-time Canadian long drive champion, motivational keynote speaker, golf entertainer, and travel golf journalist. You're going to the Executive Women's Golf Association annual conference, Hilton Head, South Carolina. Beautiful location, keynote speaker. When you do a keynote address, what do you talk about?
You know, I talk about several things. The main message that I like to get across is drive determines distance. And I truly believe what drives you, what motivates you, what you're passionate about determines how far you're going to go both personally and professionally. So that's the big message I give across. And I do it by telling my story of how I went from a 30-plus handicap just over 10 years ago to the 7-time Canadian long drive champion.
You know, how did you? I mean, that's the question I want to ask. Here, you got taken to... How old were you at 8 golf course?
I was in grade 8. I was about 14 years old. I went to one junior night, and there were 60 boys and me, and the coach just said, Lisa, you know, go hit your 6-iron, and didn't work with me the rest of the night. So I actually quit golf at that time, if you can believe it.
And I can.
And the junior girls golf programs have come so far now, but they just weren't established at that time. And so in my 20s, I was in university. My boyfriend at the time, now husband, was being invited to go play in corporate and charity golf tournaments because it's a key networking skill. And so he kind of dragged me out to the course, and I started to fall in love with it. And actually, in 1999, the LPGA came to my home city, Calgary, at the time one of the 4 LPGA majors, and I volunteered for the week, and watching those women, the best female golfers in the world, I was so inspired to compete. And even though I couldn't break 100, luckily there's competitions for people who can't break 100.
Yeah. Yeah, it's called a D-flight.
Yeah, something like that, exactly. And so I was at the competition, and I kind of came halfway through the pack, but I was out driving the other ladies by 80 to 100 yards.
Wow.
Yeah, so I saw an advertisement for a long drive competition, thought I'd enter with a set of clubs I bought at Costco, and I won my city championships with a 313-yard drive. I came top 2 at provincials with a 330-yard drive and won my first national title all in 1 year.
When did you go from the Costco clubs, and what did you do you play with?
Well, so now I play with, now I'm a Nike-sponsored athlete. I've been sponsored by Nike for the last 9 years, and so I'm just starting to use the Covert right now, the new red driver that Rory McIlroy is using. But and equipment is absolutely so key, especially shaft. Making sure that you have the right shaft is so important in golf that it matches your club head speed.
Now, let me ask you this. When you found out that you had this talent to drive the ball a tremendous distance.
Okay, Danielle, it's a weird, freaky ability. I don't know.
it has to be straight and it's got to be long.
Yes.
Okay, did you go into that because you didn't have a short game or because you just enjoyed hitting the ball far?
To be honest with you, it's because I enjoyed hitting it far, and it's funny. My husband and I always got paired with guys, so I just didn't know that I was that long compared to women, because I always just played with the guys from their tees. And so when I realized I did have this talent for that, and I so quickly I had achieved success, I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a go. But not only did I pursue my long drive, I also pushed my short game, and I'm currently about a 4 handicap right now. I've played in Canadian Women Tour events, and I also tried to Monday qualify for the LPGA Canadian Women's Open. So I still have an ultimate goal of Monday qualifying for an LPGA Tour event. I don't want to play on the tour full time. You know, if I was 20, hopping in, you know, my Winnebago, driving from event to event, you know, sure, maybe I'd give it a go. But, you know, being a mom and all the rest of that, I just would be thrilled if I could ever get my game to that spot that I could qualify.
Yeah, I was wondering, because most men long drive champions, they don't play the short game.
Not majority of them, but, you know, because of their distance, if you happen to have a short game, imagine the advantage you have.
Yeah.
Like for me, when I'm at 155 yards, I use an 8-iron, and I found when I was competing with some of these top girls, you know, at 160 yards, many of these girls are using a 5-iron, if not a hybrid. So I'm coming in with a lot shorter clubs, which helps, but the problem when I play with women. These girls, they are dead straight. They're never in the hazard. They're never out of bounds, and they get up and down from everywhere. That's women's tour golf. Whereas I'm more like the Bubba Watson of women. You know, I'll do birdie, par, double bogey, eagle, triple. Like, I'm all over the map. But you know, so consistency for me is like I've got the game to get there, but I just need to be a little more consistent.
Okay, and now when you get physically fit for a long drive competition, which you have to be in, you have to be in shape all the time, I imagine.
Absolutely.
What do you focus on?
You know, if you're looking for distance, I would say for exercises for golfers out there who want to add more distance to their game, number one, core strength. You know, everyone always grabs my arms and they're like, Lisa, you know, you must have a big gun show there. And that's not the case. Your power comes from your core, really your oblique muscles. So any exercises to focus on working on your oblique muscles. And secondly, you need to make a good turn. The more flexible you are, the better turn you can make, the more power and torque you can load up with. So anything to work on rotational flexibility. Yoga is fantastic for that, and leg strength. So really, versus arms, my power also comes from my legs. So you know, lunges and squats and any of those sort of activities are definitely more valuable than doing curls and bench pressing.
Yeah. You don't want it in the arms. You want it in the core, and you want it in the hips and in the thighs.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. And of course, you need to be flexible. So you can't do a lot of weights. You just need to. Yeah, what's the strongest or the heaviest weight that you use when you're working your thighs?
To be honest with you, I actually am getting to the point that I'm doing a lot of plyometrics. So I'm not actually even using a lot of weights as much as I'm doing lunges and jumps and you know, anything to kind of, it also is combining that with cardio, because I'm finding as we go through our rounds, basically the way it works in long drive, we have over a 400-yard grid, about 40, 50 yards wide, and the ball, we get six balls, 2 minutes and 45 seconds to hit the ball, and the ball has to land in and stay in. But it's usually a double elimination, so these rounds can go on for a couple of hours, so you need to keep cardiovascularly fit so that you feel that you're kind of at your peak, that you're not getting tired as you go through the rounds. So people don't think that cardio has a big part to do of golf, and even when you're playing 18 holes, you don't want to be dragging, you know, your tail up on 18. You want to feel like you can go play another 9 holes as you're coming up 18, and that comes back to that cardiovascular fitness as well.
Absolutely. I was talking to someone when I was at someone at the Masters in Augusta, and they played over 180 rounds in a week.
Wow.
And you did what?
Yeah.
He said, yeah, when we had to wait for it, if somebody wouldn't let us play through, instead of waiting for them to play, we just went, if there was nobody back, we just played the hole before us over again.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, because they just loved it so much. They just want to keep on playing.
Yeah.
And this gentleman wasn't 20. You know,
you have to be in good shape for that. And people don't think golfers that they have to work on their cardio, but truly, if you want to play great golf, being fit with cardio wise is really going to help you.
That's why we see the women in the fitness trailers on their treadmills.
Absolutely.
Yes, and now, could you go over that one more time? You talk really fast.
I know. It's because I'm excited.
I know. It's quite all right. Now, I always thought the long drive was just something, you know, you stood on the, like, practice range, and you hit far.
Yep.
You're saying that there's more to it than that?
Absolutely. Like, you definitely do hit it far, and you have to be patient. So again, to hit it far, you really want to work on that flexibility, that core strength, and leg muscles. However, you also need to be cardiovascularly fit. And so that's doing at least 20 minutes of consecutive exercise where your heart rate is elevated at least 3 times a week to start off with, so that you feel that you have lots of energy in the tank and that you're not, you know, petering out as you're entering kind of, again, hour 2 and 3 of the competition.
Right. Now that's the part where I'm confused about. When you talk about hour 2 and 3 in a long drive competition, I don't understand that part.
Okay, so basically what happens as we go through the brackets, there's typically, you know, 2 sides. There'll be kind of an A side and a B side. It's a random draw that we go into. And we kind of have 2 girls on the tee, sometimes 3 girls on the tee at a time, all with numbered balls. And you get your 6 balls. And then basically they've got kind of half the bracket. It goes to the winner's bracket, the other half to the loser's bracket. Then the losers battle it out. Then the winners battle it out. So you're often having to hit in, let's say, 4, 5, 6 rounds within a 3-hour stretch. stretch to decide who kind of gets to go forward to the semifinals and the finals.
That's
so it's a double elimination. You have to lose twice to be out.
Yes, but that psychology on the team must be fascinating.
Oh, absolutely. And there's definitely some head games out there. Like, there's girls that'll scream at their ball, but knowing that you're sharing the tee, that affects other girls' psyche, because all of a sudden you're like, wow, did she hit a big one?
Yeah.
Or you're just pulling the trigger back in your backswing, and you hear some girls do some barbaric yawp, and, you know, so it is a bit rattling. So, but yeah, there's definitely some gamemanship up there.
Yes, you're on the tee, and you're in competition, and nobody's being quiet.
There's music, and the way it's a long drive, the Long Drivers of America is our governing body, and they've got it right. They're making it fun. They're playing some great music as we're going. They want it to be fun and exciting, and so it's not, you know, very quiet. You know, it's a quiet golf clap happening. That's not the way long drive rules. It's kind of meant to be a bit of a party.
Yeah. I'm feeling roller derby right now. With the music and the ball and the hitting and the screaming and the
exactly.
Now you're also a writer. When you travel, where can we read you?
Oh well, you know, I'm really excited. I write for several publications. I write for Inside Golf Magazine, which is a Canadian publication, and you can go online to find that as well. I write for the Traveling Golfer, and that's a web-based publication. Huge presence on the East Coast of the United States. And I also write for Score Golf Magazine, giving tips there as well. And Golf Digest Canada, I've written for as well. And then I've also written for Back 9 Network. So, you know, I try to write a lot of articles, a lot of tips. You know, a lot of people say, well, Lisa, you're 5'6¾", and you can hit it the length of 3.5 NFL football fields. So I love to give tips. But I also like to write about golf travel destinations. I've had the good fortune to travel to Ireland to play the home of golf in St. Andrews, Pebble Beach. You know, my most epic day of golf, I played 36 holes, two U.S. Open venues, Bethpage Black and Wingfoot. So,
wow.
You know, I want to share those experiences with readers and just, you know, kind of give an inside look to that. So my writing style is very, very fun. You know, I try to make it personal and again, give some great tips for readers.
Do you tell people where to stay and where a good place to eat
Absolutely.
Is?
Absolutely. I give recommendations on great places to stay. And the other thing is I'm quite honest about it, too. If I've stayed at a place and I wouldn't recommend it, you're not going to hear me telling you it's awesome. You know, I like to be honest because I think it's important. If people are going to spend their hard-earned money on going on a golf trip, especially a bucket list course trip, I want to give really good recommendations as to some good tips for that.
Good.
And my website, lisalongball.com, May 6th, I'm launching my new website. And on there, you'll be able to find all the articles I've ever written and swing tips and blogs and all the rest of that. So that'll be one central location for people to find my articles.
lisalongball.com.
Yeah. I'm so can you imagine if it was lisalongball.com?
No.
I wouldn't get any hits.
I was just going to try to spell this out. I don't think so. You wrote something very cute here. You were pregnant the first time?
Oh, I was the first pregnant athlete at the World Long Drive Championship. So in 2006, I was 6.5 months pregnant. And it was funny because, you know, when I do a lot of corporate and charity golf tournaments and I'd be entertaining on the tee and guys would say, you know, come on, you know, Lisa, you know, don't you find you're losing distance? And I'm like, hey, haven't you seen John Daly? You know, he's got a baby bump too there. You know, I'm teasing with the guys. But,
the Molson muscle.
The Molson, yeah. Oh, that was funny because I ended up, when I was there were some gentlemen that were watching me at the World Long Drive Championships. And the following year, I, of course, brought my son, who was an infant at the time. And they said, Lisa, you were pregnant last year at World Championships. They said, we thought you had some Molson muscle going on, which is a beer gut. That's a Canadian term for a beer gut. And I'm like, no, I was 6.5 months pregnant. But I was really proud of that because, you know, a lot of people think that moms, you know, oh, you're pregnant. Oh, life ends here, you know, and it doesn't. Like, it helped keep me fit.
Yes.
I didn't lose distance.
No.
The only thing that did affect me is that with the extra blood flow in the body and everything that was going on that way is that I felt I got fatigued quicker. So I went win-win through my first two brackets, but then I found I got just that little bit tired. And in long drive, it's truly feet and inches. You know, I remember playing at an event in Boston. I hit it 310 yards, 2 inches. The other girl hits it 310 yards, 10 inches. So we hit it the length of three NFL football fields, and she beats me, you know, by a few inches. And that's our sport. You can lose by that little.
Lisa Longball, thanks for being on the show. 7-time Canadian Women's Long Drive Champion. You can find out more from lisalongball.com. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely. And aloha. We want to thank the people who make this show possible, because without them, we wouldn't be able to do this, have all this fun that we have. Thank you. Acura of Honolulu, now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you need to ride in comfort. And the Acura RLX and Acura RLX Advance, it's here, and it'll break for you. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. It's stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones, they got together. They made this deal. We're going to make a beautiful golf course for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golfing experience. It's called Poipu Bay Golf Course. Go there. Star Protection for property threat risk assessment. You go to Star Protection. They tell you what your risks are. Then they put protection in place for your home or your business or your special event. Get the Star Team on your property. Thank you for your mama. You can always find us at RadioGolfClub.com. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.